There you go. So let me reiterate. The first agenda item was allowing David Martinez and Gene Wrench into the board. I presented the nomination. Manuel Barrera, I'm the president. Alexis Mendoza and Kenya Bravo both approved. So David Martinez and Gene Wrench are now part of this board. Now, we don't have to do it today, but at some point in time, we have to choose a secretary, at least. The banks prefer secretaries. You really don't have to take minutes because everything is recorded. And I put everything, the recordings on the website. Zoom will break it down into audio and video. I do download the video to YouTube. I created a YouTube channel for our civic club. Just so you know. So I download it on there, but certainly I could put the video, but the audio is sufficient, but the video, as long as we maintain that channel with YouTube, it'll be there. And hopefully we'll be around longer than, at least as long as Google or maybe longer. So anyhow, next item is the budget.
Manny, I wanted to mention something. On my screen, it came out and said that we had to give permission to be recorded. So I just got it. I don't know if anyone else saw that screen.
Yes.
Oh, I did.
I did.
I got it too.
Okay.
Now, technically here in Texas, you don't need permission, but because this is worldwide and in some states, you can only record if both sites agree to be recorded. Here in Texas, as long as you're part of that conversation, you can record and you don't have to tell the people you can record. But when you first get in fact, it should tell you that you're going to be recorded. Okay. It's being recorded. It automatically records the meeting. So any other things before we proceed?
No.
Okay, the budget. Now, I had sent you and highlighted the things that have to be paid. You know, the insurance is one of them. The biggest expense is our insurance for the board of directors. We have a $2 million policy. If anybody sues us, they're going to, they'll hire lawyers and they'll defend us and pay up to $2 million. Hopefully that won't happen, but I'll be honest, you've already been told that I'm going to be sued 3 times this year. So, in the last 2 months. So, although I doubt it because when they go find out how much it costs to just start a lawsuit, they often change their mind. But the insurance this past year was $5,000 in 23. And it comes due in October. The other part, which is a small part, is the insurance for the property on Mahoney. And that's only like $600-$700. So the bulk of that is for the director's insurance. Property taxes, that's the property on Mahoney and Imogene. And that's a little less than $3,000 this for 23. But if you notice, if you got your property bill, if you notice that the property value, the actual property, not including the house, went up the highest, almost for everybody. That's the one that went up the most, was the actual land. So the land became more valuable. And normally, that's actually a good thing, to be honest with you, when the land is worth more than the house. Website, it's about $500. It's kind of hard to really figure out. I have to pay for some things, and there are some things that I would probably buy if it was my website, but it's not mine, so I don't mind spending my money. I enjoy spending my money. I just don't like spending other people's money. So I'm very tight with other people's money. So it's around $500, but I could be off $100 or $200 at the most. Landscaping last year was a little bit higher, but I already told the person that does the yard that we're gonna lower it in half. He kind of protested. I said, well, if you have problems, for $100 every time you mow the lawn over there on Mahoney, I'm sure I can find someone cheaper. So he agreed on $100 every time he mowed the lawn. So a lot of that.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. So I just want to put it out there, like my dad, he does his lawn and everything. So, I mean, if y'all need to lower that, I can also ask him and see. I don't know if that will work to bring down the budget a little bit, but I mean.
Well, a lot of it depends. The way I set it up for this year depends on the weather. Last year, it was I made it monthly because usually we got plenty of rain in the summer, enough rain, and you mow the yard twice a month. Mm-hmm. But we had a drought. And so it turns out that, he didn't mow it as often as I thought it was going to happen. Invoices and notices. I have $200. I'm the one that sends out the invoices. I print them. I do I use Excel. Well, actually, I use Microsoft Office. I have all the information on an Excel document. And then I use Word and I merge the documents and I'm keeping track of it. Now, for 2 years when Randall's was doing it, I had to rely on whatever information they sent me. And what they sent me was on a PDF. I told them, send it to me on a format where I can put it in Excel. And they said, oh, we can't do that. I don't believe it, but I couldn't do anything about it. But basically the most expensive part is the postage, which is what now 60 cents. Per stamp, something like that, 59. So we send out 300 and some. Now the second letter that I'll send out are for the people that haven't paid yet. That'll be maybe 100 letters in February, early March, reminding them to pay. Our collection has actually been fairly good. We've already collected close to $10,000 in assessments. Several people that were 2 and 3 years behind have paid. There's some that are that always pay that haven't paid. The second letter as a reminder usually gets them to pay. So we're doing fairly well on the collecting. Events, that's if we have an event. Since we don't have the civic club anymore, the building, and we're through with the building, they finally came and asked me for the keys, and I gave him the keys a week and a half ago. So we're finished with that building. So any events we have would have to be in the Mahoney property. I point in the direction. You're probably seeing me go the other way, but with the hand. But the Mahoney and Imogene, that's where the park, the swimming pool, if you've been here long enough, swimming pool, and there used to be some a playground equipment there. That property there. One of the few things that we could probably have is certainly, I think it's in October now, the National Night Out. The other thing is Easter, maybe an Easter egg hunt, but we're limited to what we can do with events. We have the mosquito spraying. We're going to be in our third year. They basically spray from mid-March to mid-October. And it's around $2,000 a year, but this will be our last year, and we can decide whether we want to continue or not. When it rains, it helps. It doesn't get rid of all the mosquitoes, but it does help. Legal. Now, normally we don't do a lot of legal, but this year we need to see if we can get title to that property on Mahoning and Imogene to do a trespass to try title. In other words, see if we can get clear title to that property. If we can do that, that property becomes an asset that's worth about $90,000 right now. So it's money in the bank. It's also, we have control of the property. So we can determine, even if we were to allow to sold the house, we could restrict it to houses only. We could make our own little deed restrictions, just very similar to what we have now, or we could make it stricter for that matter, because we would be kind of like the developers that we're selling that property with a condition. But, and plus we need to start taking some people to court. We have some people that have not paid in years. Some of them, may be hard to collect because they're not paying their property taxes either. So if they're not paying their property taxes, getting them to pay assessments is going to be tough. But, you know, we can talk about that later. Yes.
If they don't pay their property taxes, can the city take their property away from them, or the county? Or?
Well, it's actually, it has to be all of them. You know, HISD, city, county, the hospital district, the Houston Community College, and I think there's one or two other entities in there. They basically all agreed to sue them. Right. But for them to do that, normally the property has to be worth more than what they owe in property taxes, because they don't want to be stuck with the property that they now become responsible for.
Hmm.
So
they have to pay, if they sell the property, they have to pay that though, right? If they decide to sell their property?
Oh, are the assessments? Yes.
They'd have to pay everything, all the back dues
taxes,
and everything?
Everything, yes. Yes. And, you know, last year we collected, because of that, on assessments, probably about a little bit over $1,000 of people that were behind on assessments. So, and we also have a transfer fee, a resale transfer fee, where we charge $350 to give them the information that's required by the state. We have to give them certain information when they ask for it. And so we charge $350. So every house that goes through a title company, when they go from one person to another, they normally bypass everything, and we may or may not even find out that they sold the house. At least not at the time that it's sold. With title companies, they're very good at about notifying us, and paying us. So, in fact, the house that sold on Shadowcrest, right at the corner, there's one house that sold. It was up there for maybe a week or two. We got the $350 transfer fee on that. So that's usually good for $1,000 to $2,000, assuming people are selling houses. But lately, there's not a lot of people selling houses in this neighborhood. Miscellaneous, it's kind of like a little cushion in case we need to transfer money, you know, like on the, if we need extra money for the invoices, notices, something like that. It's just there in case it's needed. And you never know what's going to come up. I'll be honest with you. Most of the times, at least me, you know, to do Zoom, I couldn't do it on my phone. I don't use laptops, but I went out and bought a laptop because a laptop allows me to do Zoom meetings, because Zoom is recorded to the device that you use. So my phone would not have worked. I mean, I can go to meetings with my phone, but like this meeting here that's recorded, the video and the audio, that would be too much memory. So everything's going to be saved. Once I get the video and the audio, I download it to a hard drive that I bought last year that belongs to the Civic Club. Everything that's from the Civic Club is on that hard drive. So that's how that works. In fact, my printer that I had was going bad, so I bought a printer. The only thing I ask at some point in time, I am going to need more toner, is, you know, at least buy the black toner, which is the cheapest. But that's it. But I doubt that it'll be this year that I'll have to buy a toner. The storefront. Normally we donate $2,000. I've got $1,000. I'm not so sure what the new mayor is going to do, because he says he wants to put everybody, all the police officers out on the street. So wait a little while. See if the mayor is not going to put them out on the street. Then we'll make the donation. Normally, I don't like to be the one that gives them the check. I ask somebody else to do it. Probably one of you will be willing to do that and be the one on the photograph. but total is $24,500. And this, you know, anticipated income is $30,000. If our collecting goes well, I believe we'll hit $30,000. We've already raised, just from assessments, we're shy like 9,800 and something. And that's with half of the people paying, a little bit over half. No, a little less than half. So we'll get, I believe we're going to get pretty close to it. But as the year goes by and I see how we're spending, you know, we have the things that we have to spend, but we don't have to give to the storefront. We don't have to use the miscellaneous. We certainly don't have to have a yard in the month. And we don't have to do the events. On the legal, sometimes you get your money back, but not always. And when we go into executive session, I'll talk about that a little bit more, because we actually had to, I had to find a lawyer. And it's not easy finding lawyers. Most of those people that do HOAs, they don't want to work with small neighborhoods. And they want to work with a management company. So it was hard finding someone.
Does that mean 2024, or should that be 2023?
No, which
cash
one?
As of? It was on the bottom.
Oh,
right there.
Oh, it should be 23. I'm sorry.
It should That's be in the country.
And we actually have, I think, closer to 69,000 now. Outstanding, we probably have about people on assessments. That's money that's owed to us. It's probably about 43,000. You know, I'm keeping track. Every time somebody pays, you know, it goes into my Excel. And as I enter the amount that they paid, it automatically tells me how much we collected. And then on the left-hand side, I have how much is owed, so I can, you know, I basically can tell how much is still uncollected. Now, we need to vote on the budget. Or if you have any questions, if not, a motion to approve the budget as submitted.
I got a question.
Sure.
Well, that house on Mahoney, that they were building a second house in rear.
That has to be an executive session.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine.
Well, I don't see him on the screen. It's not supposed to be public.
Oh, okay.
Approve the budget.
Huh?
No, I I'll approve the budget.
Well, you gotta make a motion. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so it passes. Now, the other one, I think it was last year, maybe the year before that, we had that we would only collect from people that owed $1,000 or more. I believe we should lower it. You know, I put 4 years, but it could be 3 years. You know, we can discuss it. The 4 years is not in stone. Whatever we agree on, we could leave it at $1,000 before we take anybody to court. But I'll be honest with you, anybody that's $1,000 behind, they're probably 10, 12 years behind in paying. Somebody that's $200 behind is already 3 years behind.
Maybe just change it and don't say or more. It says 4 years or more.
Well, that means four and up. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking don't give them more than 4 years.
Well, no, it can be if they're 4 years delinquent or more, they can be sued.
Ah, okay.
So that would include from four and up.
Got it.
But you know, we can make it three or two, but if four is fine, that's, you know, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think we should wait 4 years. I think we should go at least down to 3 years.
I think the same thing, because there's people that actually do pay them, and then there's people that don't. I agree with you.
3 years? We'll let it go too far.
I'm sorry? So, Kenya, you said three also?
Yes.
Jean?
Yeah, and not or more, just 3 years delinquent.
Well, remember, if you say just 3 years, it means you can only sue them when it's 3 years.
Okay.
So it's 3 years or more. 4 years is more than three, so that's included. 5 years is more than three. So the or more is, so if you say 3 years, that means you can sue them only when it's 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 3 years or more.
David?
Yeah, I'll go with 3 years or more.
Okay. All those in favor of pursuing collection for people that are 3 years or more behind on their payments?
Aye.
Need a motion. Let's
aye.
A motion, actually.
Aye.
Okay, aye. It passes. I made the motion. Everybody approved. Now, the other thing, we did it when I was on the board back some time ago, and then it was also done in 21, where a policy of 10% reduction if the late dues are paid. Now, do we continue doing that? Now, I used it, and I got several people that owed $1,000 or more to pay the last 2 years. I probably got five or six people to pay that way.
I think we should continue it because some people are still struggling, you know, after the pandemic and everything. It takes a while to get back on their feet. At least one more year, I think we should continue that. That's just my opinion.
You know, in fact, I'll give you an example. One was an elderly man, and I'm not sure what the person who paid it for him was to him. I gave him the deduction, and it took him 14 months, but every month they would say, send $100 until it was all paid. And cause some people need it. I'll be honest with you. Some people do need it. So a motion to keep it at, the policy of 10% reduction.
I make the motion to keep it.
Second?
I second it.
All in favor? Too. Discussion? Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it passes. The other one is we actually need to vote so that I can contact the attorney and so, you know, he can start preparing to go to court to see if we can get title to that property. There's no guarantees that it's going to happen. And that money, that whatever we pay him for that, that's money that's, you know, that's his. Right now, although it's not up there, last year I gave him a check, a $2,000 retainer. Basically, that allows him to send the letters, start a lawsuit. You know, just starting a lawsuit in district court runs about $700-$800. So it gives him that possibility. Collection may not be as expensive because the state has allowed HOAs to use the JP courts, and JP courts are a lot cheaper. So, and while normally you're entitled to legal fees when you win a case, if the other side wins, they're also entitled to legal fees. But quite often, or too often, the judges say no. Everybody pays their own attorney. So I'm just letting you know, the only thing is that you do collect. And I believe that once we start doing that and telling people that it's happening, more people will pay without having to take them to court. So.
Yeah, I agree, because once people hear the word lawyer, then they get scared.
In fact, right before the second, what's it called? The flood, the one in the middle, not Harvey, the one before it, we had actually started sending out letters, lawyers. We hired two lawyers to do collections. And as soon as the people got the letter from the lawyers, they started making agreement or started paying. So it is, for a lot of people, it is true. So, I need a motion on the start the legal action to see if we can get title to the property on the Mahoney.
I make the motion to start the process.
Second, anyone?
I second it.
All in favor?
Me too. Aye.
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 Okay. Everyone approves?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording. Well, no, new business, Zoom versus Google. I don't know how many of you have used Google Meet. Google Meet is a little bit cheaper than Zoom. It's also a little bit easier, but in some aspects, like right near the, like sharing the screen, see, I can see myself on my screen, and I can see all of you. When I do share on Google Meet, I don't see myself. And I'm wondering, can anybody else see me? So there are some advantages to Zoom, but it's also a little bit more expensive. And Google Meet is part of basically the Google empire. And we have a Gmail, which is part of Google. And Google Meet is actually free. But the free one, you cannot record and you cannot go over 60 minutes. Normally, we won't go over 60 minutes. But on general meetings, it is possible. And we also want to record. One, our bylaws, we made the bylaws where our meetings have to be recorded. You know, that way there's no question as to what we voted on, what was done. Everything's going to be there, audio, and, you know, Zoom sometimes has trouble giving us a video. I've never had it. Trouble at giving us an audio, but I've had to go back and kind of like redo a meeting, then transfer the whatever code that they used for that meeting to the meeting that we had, so that it can then process our video. And I've had to do that twice last year. I've never had that trouble with Google Meet. Google Meet also, one, it's a little bit cheaper. It's tax and everything. I pay $10.97 per month. It also gives us 2 TB of storage, and we're running out of storage. We've had that Gmail for a long time. Every time I open it up, it says, you're running out of storage. We are. And having 2 T's of storage is not bad because it allows us to actually save. Well, videos can use it up pretty quick, but certainly photographs. You know, like if you take photographs of some properties, things like that, deed restriction violations, then you can put them in the email, basically the Gmail, so you'll have enough space. So decision doesn't have to be made now. I think we've paid up with Zoom up until either April or May, and I believe we have enough storage in the Gmail to last at least until that time. But just so you'll start thinking about it.
I had a question about Gmail. Does Google have their own cloud, and can you send Gmail to the cloud, or so you don't use?
They have what they call a G. In fact, do you have a Gmail account?
Yes.
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 Look at the settings. You're going to see I think it's called a G Drive.
Hmm.
That's like a cloud.
Oh.
But you can also download it and put it on your desktop.
Oh.
So, well, you can download what's on the drive to have on your desktop so that you can actually record right to that G Drive. And so it's saving in two places.
Hmm.
So, yes, it does.
Hmm.
It also gives you a telephone. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Google gives you a telephone.
Hmm.
You know that telephone that's listed, that's 713-482? That's a Gmail telephone number.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Hmm.
I just noticed I need to take the Civic Club building out. Anything else anybody wants to bring up?
I got one more. With number 7, getting legal, you get title to the Rayburn Glen gets title to property at Mahoney and Imogene. So does that mean we have to start paying property taxes on the property, or?
Let me see. I think the Recreation Association probably has quit paying them around 2008 or 2009, maybe before that. So we've been paying them for a long time because the Recreation Association didn't raise enough money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the reasons that that the decision was made to go from a civic club to an HOA, although it wasn't called an HOA at that time, but was because the Civic Club needed to raise more money to help the Recreation Association, because the Recreation Association, other than charging people to use the swimming pool, or maybe they had fundraisers or things like that, they had no way of raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Civic Club has been paying thousands of dollars for years.
Hmm.
They've always paid the property taxes, going back to probably 1990 or maybe further.
Hmm.
They help pay for the maintenance. So it's, in fact, last year we paid the property taxes. I waited a little bit to see if somebody else would pay them, but they didn't. So I paid it like 3 months late. Before the 31st, however,
mm-hmm.
I am going to pay the property taxes. I'll pay it online.
Mm.
So, yes, it's main advantage is once we have title, it's ours. We can decide if we want to build on it. Part of the problem with the Civic Club, And incidentally, I found out that the Civic Club didn't have the lease. The Boy Scouts had the lease.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When the city came for their keys, they said, you know, this lease really is with the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
because the Boy Scouts actually were the ones that had the clubhouse there on the other side, and then they built it over here.
Mm.
When you build a house or anything on somebody else's property, it becomes theirs.
Wow.
So we wouldn't want to build anything on Mahoney property unless it was ours, because mm-hmm. we would have the same problem. We built anything, it belongs to them.
Mm.
Although they probably, the corporation that gave the property with a right to get it back if it could be in a park is no longer in existence, has not been in existence since probably 1970, somewhere along there.
Mm.
So finding out who, if anybody is still interested in that property, could be very, very difficult. But we can't prove that we've been paying the taxes. In fact, Adrian, I believe her last name was Aikens. When she was president, she actually submitted a affidavit, and it's on record with the county, saying that basically we were squatters, that we had been paying the taxes, that we had been maintaining the property. So, and this was about 10 years ago. So the part of the process is already there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no guarantees that we'll succeed. But, you know, we don't know unless we try.
Yeah. That's funny. We're squatters, huh?
Yes. We're squatters.
That's funny.
Like the people on that, although I think the council member's office told me that they, at least last time I talked to them, that they got the squatters out of that house on Jason. But okay, let me figure out how to stop the recording so we can go to executive.
Okay.
So do we vote to end the meeting?
Oh, we can, but let me find this first. I know it's here somewhere. Let's stop share first. Okay. Somebody can make the I found it. Somebody can make the motion to end the public meeting.
I move that we end the public meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Okay.